Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2068, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. And stay tuned, at the end of the episode, I'll share how you can be rewarded for sending a question in. Now, if you want to know more about me and my background and my credentials and why I call myself Dr. Neil most of the time, definitely check out the first Q&A episode from earlier this month. That's where I go into details about all of that. But for now, I'm going to spare you from that long intro so we can get right to today's question and optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Rick writes, "Hi, Dr. Neil. I've been listening to your show for years and have learned more than I ever imagined. Your choice of articles and science-based commentary is fantastic. I'd like to ask a question about weightlifting. After deciding how to structure your workouts, total body, push-pull leg routine, bro split, and so on, is it important to switch up exercises regularly? In other words, does it help to rotate exercises, or can I stick to one exercise and perform multiple sets?" Thank you for taking the time to send in your question, longtime listener Rick, and thank you so much for your kind words. I'm so glad you enjoy this show and find it so helpful. Now, I'm going to start with the general guidelines from the American College of Sports Medicine. This is my go-to whenever I get asked questions about exercise. This is because the American College of Sports Medicine is considered one of the most reputable when it comes to exercise guidelines. So here's what they say about resistance training specifically. Aim to train 2 to 3 times per week and work each of the major muscle groups. They also recommend incorporating some balance, agility, and coordination exercises. They go on to say that the exercise program should be modified according to the person's current level of physical activity, their health status, how their body responds to exercise, and their individual goals. Then, when you hit the gym to perform these exercises, the recommendation is to perform one set of exercises for each major muscle group. So, you would want to perform one set of exercises for the quadriceps muscles, then, after a 1 to 3 minute rest period, perform one set of exercises for the hamstrings, then rest for another 1 to 3 minutes and perform one set of exercises for the calves, then, you guessed it, rest for another 1 to 3 minutes, and maybe move on to the shoulders, perform one set there, then the chest, rest, move on to the arms. Follow this same pattern until you've hit all the major muscle groups, and then you're done. Okay, so that's a very nice, very general recommendation for beginners. Rick, it sounds like you're not a resistance training newbie, so I'm going to assume you're familiar with most of these concepts and have moved beyond this type of training. Luckily, the American College of Sports Medicine has stated that using a split body routine can be helpful for muscle growth and improved strength. A split body routine is where selected muscle groups are trained during one session, and then the remaining muscle groups are trained in the next. For most, they do recommend a 2 to 3 day rest in between these sessions. This is because they found that this rest period will provide the best conditions to stimulate muscle growth and strength gains. Now, a separate meta-analysis, a meta-analysis that wasn't performed by the American College of Sports Medicine, found that working the muscle groups for up to 3 days per week may be even more beneficial. Whether that's achieved through a push-pull leg routine, a total body workout, or a split routine didn't seem to matter. Instead, making sure that you hit the major muscle groups 3 days per week was just superior to hitting it just 2 times per week. Now, would working our muscles more than 3 times per week lead to even more significant gains? We can't say. Instead, the authors of this meta-analysis said they wouldn't advise this because the risk of overtraining and injury increases when you start to work those muscles more than 3 times per week. Now, earlier on this week, I read an article that talked about the benefits of sticking to the same exercises, so that instead of worrying about confusing your muscles, it may be better to stick to some of the same exercises and gradually increasing the weight or the sets to help the muscles grow bigger and stronger over time. Christian Finn, the author of this article I was referring to, recommended that providing your muscles with a challenge may be the most helpful thing to do. He gave the example of lifting 100 pounds between 5 and 8 times for 4 sets. This volume of training may be enough for some folks to build muscle and get stronger, but we know that over time, the body will adapt to that amount of weight and that volume of exercise, and therefore will eventually stop growing. So what to do? Christian recommended we find a way to challenge the muscle differently. The possibilities of finding ways to challenging the muscles differently are endless. We could perform an extra repetition using the same amount of weight, or we could add some more weight and try to perform the same number of repetitions, or we could complete an extra full set of the same exercise at the same weight. There are other options too, like using a workout ladder or pyramid, but these suggestions are a good starting point. You don't have to make these adjustments though every time you go to the gym. Instead, think about incorporating 1 or 2 of these techniques every 3 to 4 weeks. The key is to be consistent. Perform resistance training 1 to 3 times per week. Then find new ways to challenge your muscles using what I just described. Now, you could use a total body workout, a push-pull leg routine, or a split routine. As long as you're following these general guidelines, you'll probably continue to see those gains in muscle size and muscle strength. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thank you again so much for taking the time to send in your question, Rick, and thank you so much for being a longtime listener of the show. Remember, we're now giving away copies of our hardcover Optimal Living Daily Workbook if you send in a relevant question. So if you want that mailed to you and you're in the US, send in a question before we run out of them. If you're outside of the US, we'll be happy to email you a PDF version of our workbook. You can email a question to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want to send in an audio question, just come by oldpodcast.com/ask to record straight from your computer. It's really easy. You can even do retakes before sending it in. Or again, just send an email to health@oldpodcast.com. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for sending in your questions. And I hope you have a great start to your weekend. And I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.